And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Bade with Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. This is episode number 79. Can you believe it? Stay with us.
Welcome to a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Bade.
Good morning, everybody. It's Chris Bain with Keller Williams Realty and a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. Thank you so much for being here and joining us today on today's podcast. Getting a little bit of a late start because I wanted to talk to you, and the reason I'm getting a late start is because of what I wanted to talk to you about, and that is what I am going to title today's podcast, It Takes a Village. So we've all heard the saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it also takes a village to sell a house. If you're going to get the house sold properly. And so what do I mean by that? What do I mean by it takes a village? So in this case, I've got a house coming on the market tomorrow over at 235 Tulip Street in Azalea Park. And my client who's selling the house, I sold the house to a client of mine 10 years ago and he had passed away. So his brother is selling the property right now. And so it's taken a village to help my client get the house ready to sell. And so what's happened was there was a lot of clutter in the property. And so he had to get the help of some of his friends to help him clean out the house. It was really important that he had that help. And so he had to solicit the help of his friends who came from another state to help him clear out his house. So that was part of it taking a village. The other part is there's landscapers involved. This house required a little bit of landscaping work that needed to be done. So again, it takes a village. Right now, we have the cleaning people in the house. So I've got my cleaning lady, Grizel, over in the house right now. And she's got, I believe, about five other girls working with her because this is a two-story house. So again, it takes a village. It's not just the real estate agent selling the house. There's a lot more involved in selling a house than just the real estate. So again, it takes a village. So today, Grizel's going to be over there all day today. I'm going to go back over there around 5:15 because I'm meeting the photographer. The photographer is going to have his contribution into selling the property as well. So again, it takes a village. So there's a lot more than one person involved. And so why do I tell you this? Because what you need to know is you need to know that the real estate agent you're hiring has a team behind them that is competent and has your best interest at heart. So what else do we need in our village to help get a home sold? The escrow company. The escrow company has to be top notch. The escrow company has to know what they're doing, and so does the escrow officer. The title reps, they need to know what they're doing. They have to be top notch. They have to know that there aren't going to be any issues on the title to make the title of the transfer sell. The county recorder's office, when we close the transaction, they have to make sure that the transaction closes and settles on time and that it's done properly. See, it all takes a village. It's also the broker behind the agent making sure that we are delivering the proper disclosures, that we are protecting our clients, and that we're creating win-win situations. So you have to ask yourself, it's not only about the agent. You have to ask them, who is it that you have behind you? Who is your support system? Now, here's the great thing about Keller Williams Realty. We have a vested interest in making sure that your home sells. And the reason we do is because the owners of our company profit share with the agents. And so within my market center, we have 278 agents that have a vested interest in your home selling for the most amount of money, with the least amount of hassle, for the greatest amount of value. And so we want to make sure that we separate ourselves from every other agent. You know, what typically ends up happening is, you know, you hire an agent, they put a sign in the yard, place it on the MLS, and pray another agent brings a buyer to sell them. Well, you see, we do things a little bit differently. We proactively prospect for clients, for buyers, for our sellers. So we're out there. Now, normally we have a little bit more time to do that. In this case, we're doing everything and getting it all done in one day. So I've got cleaning going on right now. I'm going to go pick up a few things for staging, which we're going to do and we're going to take care of. So that's going to get done. So we're going to work on that. And then we're getting the pictures done this afternoon. And then we have open houses scheduled for Saturday. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening, and there's a lot of moving parts that are happening very, very quickly. So this isn't an overnight process that's taking place. This is a process that's moving through quite rapidly. And that's why if something needs to be done in a short amount of time, you really need to make sure that the agent you're hiring has a team of people behind them that's actually going to produce the results that you need to net the most amount of money at the end of the day and represent you to the highest level. So one of the questions you need to ask, remember, this is truly important. Who is your support staff behind you? Another example of a support staff person, I have Jenny. She's my transaction coordinator, Jenny Silva, and she makes sure that we're not missing anything on the paperwork, that we make sure that we put everything through, that every T is crossed and every I is dotted, and that we make sure that everything is good. Because one of the things that we don't want is for a mediation or arbitration to take place after the close of escrow. So, for example, one of the things that we're going to do today, now that my client has had the opportunity to get the house cleaned out, we've noticed a few more things that we didn't put on the disclosures because we didn't know they were there because the house was really, really packed. So what we're doing is now we're going through and we're going to have to redisclose a few things. Now, the house isn't in escrow yet, so nobody else has seen the disclosure, so we're going to be able to make those modifications because we've discovered a few more things that we want to make sure that the new buyer knows. Now, remember, one of the other things that's always a good idea is to get a pre-inspection done on the property, which is what we're going to be working on getting done as well. So my goal is, after today, after everything's cleaned and done, I'm going to get an inspector in there tomorrow to take a look at that. So that way we are fully prepared to move forward on the property and feel very confident in not only the price that we've put the house on the market for, but that we feel very confident in moving forward and selling this property and make sure that the new buyer feels very comfortable purchasing the home. So again, it takes a village, and we just really need to focus on what does that village look like. So if you have any questions about selling a home and the village around me, please reach out to me at 619-818-2992 or grab me on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. Thank you so much, everyone, and make it a great buying and selling day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.